I guess I was going to start a share, and I would like to do
it. It is being recorded. Okay, so see if anybody else wants to join us. Hi, Davida, you're muted and I can't see you.
Hey, no, I'm here.
Okay, so yeah. We're talking about Sefer Devarim. And thank you, Davida, for being my dry run for tomorrow morning.
Okay. Don't worry, I'm sure it's going to be great.
Moshe starts the speech with the historical overview. We know that the first four parakim are basically going through the history of the past 40 years. And this is the way it's described. Source one, Be'eber HaYarden, Be'eretz Moav, Hol Moshe Be'eretz Torah Zot Lemar. It was on the crossing of the Jordan in Moab. Moshe decided he's going to explain the Torah, and he said, Hashem Elokeinu Diber Eleinu B'Horeb Lemar. Hashem told us back in Horeb, which is the way Sefer Devarim calls the area around Sinai, and said, Rab Lachem Sheva Parazeh, Hashem told me, it's enough saying here. Go turn around and go to the mountains of the Emory and all of its area, Ba'arava and the valley, Bahar and the mountains, Bashaila and the plains, the Negev in the south, Chof Hayam and the shore, Eretz Kaniva and Lebanon, all of Canaan into Lebanon, and Har Gadol and Ha'prat, all the way to the Euphrates. Okay. Go to Eretz Yisrael. Look, I've given you the land. Go inherit it. This land that was promised to your ancestors. To give to them and to their descendants. That's what Moshe says. That's what Hashem tells him while they're camped at Har Sinai. This has been long enough. Basically, they come to Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and they leave a year later on the 20th of Iyar, so 10 days short of a year. And Rashi says on this phrase, Rav Lachem, Rav Lachem Shevet, you've been there, Lach Kipshuto. But the way to read this, understands like Pshat, what's the Pshat? The Sifte Chachamim says, Pshuto. Plenty of time. You've been here.
What were they doing there for that year?
They were building the Mishkan, mostly. I mean, they spent some time waiting for Moshe to come back down and then building a golden calf. That wasn't good.
Right.
Moshe negotiated with them for another 40 days. Okay, don't destroy them all. Another 40 days to get the Torah the second time. Then that's Yom Kippur. And then they start building the Mishkan and learning the Torah. And basically 6 months later, they leave. So in Nisan of that year, almost a year later, they finish the Mishkan, they inaugurate it. And then they get the camp set up for going. And then a month after that second Pesach, they leave. So they were busy. But Rashi continues, says, Rav Lachem Kipshuto, V'yesh Midrashei Agadah. And there are Midrashim on this. Meaning, and what the Midrash has to bring, Rav Lachem means Harbe Lachem. Rav Lachem means not you, it's long enough, but you have a lot. Rav Lachem, you have much. Harbe Lachem Gedula Uschar, you have much greatness, much reward, Al Yeshivatchem Harazeh, from your staying and around this mountain. That was your question. What do you do? Asita Mishkan, you built the Mishkan, Menorah, Bekalim, you built the Menorah, all the Bekalim, you bought the Torah, you got the Torah. And since you've been learning it all this time, Sanhedrin, you've appointed the Sanhedrin, Sarei Alfim Sarei Me'ot, you've established a system of government. Lots of things you've done here. That's Rav.
Isn't Rav Lachem usually a negative term?
Right. Rav Lachem is usually negative. Okay, so that's exactly what we're gonna have to talk about. What does Rav Lachem mean? Okay, but here Rashi says one is here. Kipshuto and Sifte Chachamim says, okay, what's bothering Rashi? Right? That why is Rashi bringing Midrash Agadah here about Rav Lachem that you have a lot? He says, the Pshuto Kasha, because if I can read it as Pshat, you've been here long enough, Havi Lelamar, what you should have said was Dai Lachem. It's enough. Because Rav Lachem usually means it's too much. You're pushing too much, right? Rav Lachem Bnei Levi, Bayom Rashem Elei Rav Lach, you can't say that about this, that you spent too much time here around the mountain, because They're there because Hashem told them to, right? They don't move until Hashem tells them.
You know, so it sounds like from what you were saying, they were busy doing the things that they were supposed to be doing. I mean,
so what is Rablochem? So if we can say Rablochem means too much, it's like Hashem like forgot about them. It's like, whoops, you've been here, you're still there. You should have been in Israel a week ago.
No. That's how I feel about all the emails I'm supposed to send out. Like, yeah, you should have responded to this 2 weeks ago. I just didn't send it till today.
You're not going to say that about Hashem, that Hashem forgot about them or left them hanging. Right. So Rablochem can't mean it's too much. It has to be, it's enough. But then he says, that you should be, the word is, that it should be Rav, it should be Dai. It's enough. So Lomakatu Rav, so Siftei Chachamim says about Rashi, why do they use the word Rav? Lakam Pir Shemitish Agada, because it has this hint of the Agada of you have a lot of things, of you have Torah and Sanhedrin, Mishkan, all that. You've accomplished so much. Gur Aryeh says, okay, what's that? What's the connection to what we're saying here about going to Eretz Yisrael? And he says, kind of obvious answer. This is the Maral, right? The Kasha. It's hard for me to understand, says the Maral. So what's the connection? We're going to read it as you have so much, then what's the connection to, okay, now go to Israel? And I think the answer is obvious. I'm not telling Kasha. Afshar Shekach B'Yosho. This is the way I would explain it. You don't need to stay here anymore. You've gotten everything that you need. There's nothing more that you need. You've got everything you need. Now it's time to go. Now it's time to go into Eretz Yisrael. You're ready. Right? It's time to move on. You've accomplished so much. Go. You have all the tools you need to go on. Fulfill your destiny. You got to go into the land that you were promised. Right? Tarsina was a preparation. Time to go to the land, Asher Yishbala Vatechem. Hashem's kicking us out of the nest. We're all sitting around, you know, we can't just sit there around Har Sinai. It's time to go into Eretz Yisrael. And leave Har Sinai. That's key. You've got to leave Har Sinai. And what's interesting about leaving Har Sinai is that at this point, after Devarim, Mamad Har Sinai pretty much disappears from Tanakh.
What do you mean?
We don't think about it. It's never mentioned. I looked it up. It's mentioned grand total of six times.
We mentioned like T.S. Mitzrayim a lot.
Mitzrayim is all the time, over and over again. Remember, you had Mitzrayim. And Mamre Har Sinai is only mentioned, even hinted at, six times total. Two times it's not about the Torah, the giving Torah at all. It's a metaphor for revelation. That's from Shirat Devorah, when she talks about that battle was here Harim Nazlu B'Pei Hashem Zeh Sinai. This was just like Sinai. And similarly, Tilim Samachem, which is David describing his battles in the Bashan. Same thing. Zeh Sinai, this was just like Sinai. Hashem bumped Sinai Bakodesh, that Hashem revealed himself in Sinai, but not really about, okay, let's get the Torah. What is Israel doing now? There's one more mention. There's actually twice, one the last one, Dirayamim, which is the same Pasuk in the Beis Hamikdash that talks about the Lukot and the Aron that mentions getting the Lukot at Har Sinai. This is Shlomo builds the Beit Midrash and he puts the Aron there and he says, Ein ba Aron, there was nothing, Rak Shnei Lukot Avanim. There was nothing less than the two Lukot that were Kasher Hinich Sham Moshe, the Chorev, that Moshe had put there back way back in Chorev and Har Sinai. Ashakarat Hashem ben Israel, but Setameir Mitzrayim, that with a covenant that Hashem had sealed with Ben Israel when they left Egypt. Mention of telling us that Mamre Har Sinai happened. Actually talking about, okay, Hashem gave us the Torah at Har Sinai, and you remember that? That comes twice, all of Nach. Once in Malachi, at the end, he's talking about beware the day of remember the Torah that Moshe Asher Tziviti Oto that I commanded him b'Choreb back at Har Sinai. All to Israel, Chukim Shvatim, all the laws for Bnei Israel. Right? That's the mention of Choreb. And similarly, Nehemiah mentions it in his long historical tefillah that we quote at the end of Pesukei Zimra. Right? Etc. And he split the sea and all that. And then Al Har Sinai Yeradata, you went down Har Sinai, but he buried Mahem Mishamayim, he spoke to them from the heavens, Batita lehem mishpatim yisharim v'tarot emet v'givim vaz chukim v'zvot tovim, all the laws that they were given there. So really it's Nehemiah and Malachi who mentioned Har Sinai. Ma'amar Har Sinai, giving the Torah. And they're all from times after the Churban. Right? The Jewish community is trying to rebuild itself. In the Beit HaMikdash, we don't think about Ma'amar Har Sinai. And what I think you realize is that Ma'amar Har Sinai has philosophical implications, right? We think about it because that's why we keep the Torah. There's no religious implications there. It's gone. Right? This is the Rambam famously in Hilchos Seder Torah talks about Minu b'Moshe b'Ma'amar Har Sinai, why they believe in Moshe. We were all there at Ma'amar Har Sinai.
That's like the classic proof.
Yes, so that's I quoted that here. That's the Kuzari principle, which I thought was interesting, right? That we were all standing there. That's why to believe. But it's not a religious thing. You know what I mean? We don't have a holiday to remember Ma'amar Har Sinai.
Well, Shavuos.
Ah, and where the Torah does it say Shavuos is Zman Matan Torah Seinu?
Doesn't it just call it?
Right. It doesn't. That's kind of my point. The Torah never doesn't have a holiday. We put that on there much later. Right. The Zman Matan Torah Teinu is in Tefillas. That's also post Churban.
Isn't there also like a whole thing? Like, is it like hey or vav? Like, we don't even really have like a good date for it either.
Right, because it was there's no date for Shavuot, but there's no date for Matan Torah, right? The way we generally understand it, it was Zion. Right? After the 6 days that Moshe added an extra day, and that we celebrate Shavuot actually is the day they said Ma'aseh v'Nishma, as opposed to the idea of the Ma'amar Har Sinai when they got the vision, the vision of Hashem. Right? There's no day of Matan Torah. That's something that comes much later that we put it on there. Again, Ma'amar Har Sinai kind of goes away. And this is the way the Yitzchak Aramadi Yitzchak puts it about. There's no holiday of accepting the Torah because every day is supposed to be accepting the Torah. It's Ma'amar Har Sinai Torah Teinu. And this is the way the Yitzchak puts it. There's no holiday for Matan Torah the way there is for Yetziat Mitzrayim. The piece is Zikron Torah v'Kabbalata Eino L'Zman Miuchad. Remembering the Torah and its acceptance is not for a particular day. Kishar Moadim Nizkarim, like the other holidays. Right? We remember the going out of Mitzrayim. We remember being wandering through the wilderness at Sukkos. Rak Mitzvotah b'Kol Yom v'B'Kol Eid v'Kol Sha'ah. Supposed to be keeping the Torah all the time. V'Diktiv Lo'Yemush Teva Torah Zevi Picha V'Gita Bay Yomam V'Layla. That's from Yeshua. It should be like it's brand new in our eyes every day. Every day is in Ma'amar Torah Teinu. Right now, nothing to do with Ma'amar Har Sinai. So to summarize, the purpose of Har Sinai was to leave Har Sinai behind. It's preparation. The purpose is to get to Eretz Yisrael. And I don't know if you've ever seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes.
You watch the end credits?
I don't know what's in credits.
Wait till the very end, and then after the credits are through, Broderick, the actor, looks through the fourth wall and stares into the screen to the audience. It says, "You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go."
Oh yeah. I see that.
That's funny, but I'm saying that's why Hashem is Rav Lachem Shev Harazet. It's enough, right? You have plenty. You have everything you need. Go. So the Kliyakar on this says that this is meant to be a rebuke. And again, that sense of Rabbah comes also as a rebuke, that all of the introductions to Varim is a rebuke. It's all the things you did wrong all these past 40 years. And Rabbah is no different because people missed the point of leaving Har Sinai. That's the way the Kliyakar puts, which I want to focus on. Rabbah Shevet Baharazeh, Pnu Sulachem. Right. You've done enough here. Turn and go. Zotu Chachat Rishona. This is the first rebuke for Bnei Yisrael, Al Shanashim Sinuat Haaretz, because the people of Bnei Yisrael hated the land. Meaning what? Yashu Bahar Ze Yeshiva Shal Keba, because they wanted to stay there at Har Sinai. They had no desire to leave. There was Shevet. They were living there. Lo Panu Pnechem Al Haaretz. They didn't turn. It says Panu, so turn around, face. You need to have a goal. They didn't want to have that goal. They didn't turn to the land. Makom Yuchalik Yumitzvot. That's where the mitzvot had to be fulfilled. Rav Lachem Milashon, Rav Lachem Bnei Levi. He's reading it as just like Rav Lachem Bnei Levi by Korach, that it's too much. Not that Hashem is saying you've been at the mountain too much, but you're too much, have this feeling of Shevet. And Panu, it says Panu, turn. Hasibu Panechem al Aretz, you need to turn to the land. Usu Lachem, al Atzmut Makor Shalachem. You need to turn to go to the essence. To the essence of your origin. That's where you came from. That's where you're going back. And afterwards, in the next couple of psukim, it'll explain what the tochecha was, because what they did, when Moshe describes what they actually did when they left, it's they traveled from Horev, and they went into the wilderness. What should have said is Vanifen, right? Hashem says, Pnu usu'u. And they didn't. They just did the su'u part. They didn't do the penu part. Right? If it said, Naifen b'nei semech harev, k'der shemar penu su'u, that just like I said, you need to turn and then go. Geni amarti penu su'u, what I mean is that I said, you need to turn and go. She'techu mena har chorev, makom shimatim haTorah, that when you're leaving har chorev, when you learned the Torah, you got all the preparation, tifnu p'nechem el ha'aretz, makom shimatim haTorah. You need to have the goal. You can't just leave. You need to have a goal. You're going to leave Har Sinai and go to Eretz Yisrael. Where are you going to keep the Torah? It says, Lord, Midrash Ikar El Amasa. The important thing is doing. What you have around Har Sinai is theoretical. You need to go get to Eretz Yisrael and actually fulfill the mitzvah. So I'm inspiring you here, right, Davida?
Yeah, that's good to hear. That's good to hear.
That's where you need to have the goal of getting to Eretz Yisrael. But you left Choreb. You were thinking something else entirely. Going from the place where you learned to the place where you actually will do, that wasn't your goal. That you just left Choreb, and you just went into the wilderness. Everyone just looked out into the wilderness. That's where their goal. They didn't have any specific goal. Lowell Art, they weren't trying to get to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why we end up with the Meraglim and end up with Tisha B'Av and disasters after that. About Acher Masa Meraglim, but after the Meraglim, Sheyid Lahem Onesh Gadol, when this terrible punishment was designated, Chazru B'Tshuva, they did Tshuva and they reset their goal, V'Sham Nemar, and the way Moshe describes it, in the next parak is Banathan Vanisa. That's the point where they now turn. They're actually going to go after Chirim Raglim. They decided they're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. The bottom line is they need to leave Har Sinai, go into Eretz Yisrael, and kind of learn the Torah, but that's not connected to a specific place or time. We don't have this sense of, okay, we need to have some way of remembering Mamad Har Sinai.
But isn't there a difference also between, like, we said, like, Matan Torah and Kabbalah Satorah? Meaning, like, say, like, Matan Torah, you could kind of isolate it to a particular thing, but Kabbalah Satorah, that is, like, we say, you know, in Birkas Satorah every day, like, we, like...
Ah, that's a good point. That is... I didn't word it that way, but that's kind of where I'm going. Because I'm surprised you didn't mention that, but I'm wrong.
What? Oh.
Because there is a mitzvah of remembering Mamad Har Sinai. That's the beginning of Parashat Vayechanan. So I have to see what that means. But kind of where I end up is going to be exactly what you said, that difference. But if you look at the beginning of Vayechanan, it says, source 15, Rakisha Merlecha, but be really careful. And be really, really careful. And tishkachat davrim asher anecha, lest you forget all the things that you saw, and yeshuru milvavacha kol meichayecha, you push them out of your heart with your days, v'ratam levanecha levevanecha, and you teach them to your children and your grandchildren. Yom asher amadata lefnei Hashem elokecha b'chorev, right? You need to remember that day that you stood before Hashem in Chorev. V'mor Hashem elai, hakel li ata'am, Hashem told me, gather together people, v'ashmim etzvarai, they'll hear my words, that they will learn to fear me all the day. That Shehem Chaim Al Dama, Ebenehem Ilam Meidun, they teach their children as well. So we have this deal. You need to leave Har Sinai, but remember it always, even though we don't. And again, after the Chorban, we've kind of created this system of remembering Mamre Hasin, but there's no Doraisa there. And so the question is, what do we do with this pasuk here? And it's a little weird because it's not a mitzvah. It sounds like
why isn't it a mitzvah? Isn't that like a commandment?
It does sound that way, but the Rambam doesn't list it. Okay, Ramban disagrees and it says how it's a mitzvah. But if it is a mitzvah, how do we fulfill it? Okay, in other words, we have a mitzvah of Zachar Yom HaShabbat, which we fulfill by doing Kiddush. That's what I say. We have Zachar Tesher Salach Amalek. Every year we read Parashat Amalek. You know, we have a sense of what that means. What's the mitzvah of Yishar Melacha? Where's the mitzvah?
Don't we have to remember like what happened to Miriam? But there's no mitzvah. There's nothing to do. No masa, right?
Right, right.
So not every mitzvah necessarily has a masa in it.
Well, it should be if it's a count. Then I wouldn't. Then what does it mean to say it's a mitzvah? And you know, it's a good idea. It's a thought, right? It's. And we got to figure that out. What exactly does this mean? Because the Kliyakar continues on our statement about Rav Lachem, that there's no way of reading it that goes back on his idea that Bnei Israel left without any plan. So we quoted was Moshe talking about it 40 years later in the actual story when they left Har Sinai after a year of being there. In Bamidbar, it says, "Ba'isume Har Hashem derech Chushli Yamim," that's verse 16, that they left the mountain of God, for a path that should have taken 3 days, "Va'aron b'rit Hashem naseh l'tehem," and the Aaron went in front of them. And we all know the drasha on that, "Ba'isume Har Sinai," is the Kliyakar on that. They ran away from Hashem. They ran away like kids running from school.
I'm so personally offended by that statement. I know he's the Kliyakar now, but just as a teacher.
Why are you offended by that?
No, just like as a teacher, school should not be a place that you run away from.
That's the point. He agrees. This is the bad thing.
I thought he's saying that right, but he's saying that this is the normal, he's finding something that it's similar to.
Right, okay, you're saying that it should not be a place that the kids run away from. The fact, however, is
This is what he thinks about, someone who's just bolting.
Well, the fact is that is true about how kids look at school.
I know, I just don't know that we need to reinforce it.
You're right. Kids leaving, running away from school should be like running away from Har Sinai. You should have been there, right? Lekach barchu lehem mira pen yosif lehem mitzvot. Right? They ran away from they left Har Sinai as they could for the fear that Moshe was going to teach them more mitzvahs. Right? They had enough already. They spent a year learning all this stuff. You're going to come up with more commandments. Let's get out of here. Rav Nevinsal actually connects that. You know, where did he get that drasha from? By Yisume Har Hashem, was the fact that they weren't going Penu Lachem to the land here. And this is quoting from Asher Verstil, who works with Jewish Agency, quoting Rav Aaron Ron, again, quoting Rav Nevinsal. Drashat Chazal, Odot Ben Yisrael, Shiyu Ba'ota Ha'et Ketina Kaborech Mi'Beit HaSefer, that when they Chazal said that it's like that Bnei Israel like children running away from school. Musabot al kach shenemar vayisumar Hashem. because it says they left Hashem. Lo ne'amar v'yisu le'eretz Yisrael. Same argument. If they had a goal, then it makes sense. We learned what we need, and we're going to Eretz Yisrael to actually put it into practice. That's good. Simply leaving, not good. So the Kli Yakar says that Rav Lachem means it was too much for you. Then you considered it Rav. You were tired of learning all this Torah. This is the Kli Yakar. That Moshe is blaming them. But you don't like the phrase. So your students never run away from school, right?
They want. No, it's okay. It's okay.
We liked the little book that they printed for you. That was great.
Oh, okay. No, don't worry. They're very excited to leave school. they're healthy, normal teenagers.
It is the reality. Well, ze amar rab lachem, meaning ki yamim asher yishavtem bahar lo hayu be'enichem ki yamim achadim bahavtem otam. That it didn't seem like a short time because you loved it so much, quote from Yaakov and Rachel. Ela kiyamim rabim shel tsar, but you were miserable. It was going on and on and on forever. Zer rav lachem. Zer rav harbe lachem. You considered them rav. It was a lot for you, but lowly, not for me. Why? Ki atem, he said, tem datchem, because you couldn't pay attention. U'mach tem, you couldn't think about mikol v'kol min achar chorev. You just were completely distracted from Har Horeb. Aval ani tamid, but Moshe says, I am always machshavti, mishotetet shama. My thoughts always return there. Kilo adayani shama, like I'm those still there. Mamar nechvara hu, the neged enei hu tamid, it's always in front of my eyes. I'm always thinking about Mamar Sinai. The exact opposite of what I just said.
Yeah.
Okay. Think about Mamar Sinai all the time. So, B'nai Yisrael being criticized for wanting to stay at Har Sinai, for wanting to leave. And the answer, of course, is yes. Because well, they needed to leave the place, the event of Mamar HaSinai, but they had to bring it with them. They had to internalize it. This is a quote from Rav Soloveitchik, brought by Menachem Ganak. Shalom Mori Rebbe Marana Gurid Lalevi Soloveitchik. That's from Soloveitchik. Soloveitchik asked the question, Maishna Kedusha Sinai Mikdusha HaMikdash? Why is there a difference between the holiness of Har Sinai and the holiness of the Beit HaMikdash of Har Moriah, Yerushalayim? Shrei Kedusha HaMikdash Kedusha Shlashaita Ula Kedusha Latid Lavo. Right? We know Laka is Kedusha of Har Moriah is forever. Although Kedusha Har Sinai, but the holiness of Har Sinai, Shiyara Lava Karsh Baruch Hu Ba'esh, that where Hashem came down in fire, Vaya Makom HaYiruach Hachi Chashuv, Tzot HaOlam, the most important event in the history of the world, Hanuman Torah, Kedusha Lach L'Shata, that was only holy for the moment. M'shoch HaYovel, Hemei L'Bahar, the Pasuk says, as soon as they sound all clear, everybody could walk up the top of Har Sinai. There's no Kedusha there at all.
Well, it's true, because do we know where Har Sinai is?
We don't. We have no idea. There's no.
But it's not like Temple Mount. Like it's not.
Right. That's exactly. We don't care. We don't care. You know, there's a mountain in Sinai Peninsula called Jebel Musa. It's got a convent on top of it. Could that be Har Sinai? Could be. I don't know.
But it's not treated as like a Makom Kadosh.
No, there's no. There's no Kedusha. Okay. There's no thought of a Kedusha of Har Sinai. Right. Hashem said that as soon as the all clear sounded, anybody can go up there. There's no nothing there. There's no remnant, there's no dwelling of holiness there at all. So that's the question. Why? This is Menachem Ganak's answer. Ramban, Rej Peretruma, Katab. The Ramban explains it that Shehivir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kedushat Sinai LeMishkan. That Kedusha that was on Har Sinai, that giving the Torah went into the Mishkan. The Sora Mishkan, Ushia Kavod, Asher Shachan al Har Sinai, Shochin Allah Benistar, that's where the Mishkan was, where the Kedusha would, the Kavod, the presence of God would be there, moved from Sinai into the Mishkan. Roshneamar, Vasham, Vishkon, Kavod Hashem, Har Sinai, etc. V'yakein k'tuv mishkan, k'vod Hashem aleihem mishkan, that kavod, the sense of God's presence. Ayin shabar yichut, and you can go, the Ramban goes forever on this. L'fizeh muvan, ma d'chaluk Sinai me'har Moriah. So this is, now you can understand what the difference between Har Sinai and Har Moriah is. The Kedusha Sinai havurim l'mishkan, u'mishtam l'shilo ad shabar l'mikdash. Because it's the same Kedusha. The Kedusha of Sinai is still there, but not attached to the place. It went with Bnei Yisrael in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, and there it's there in Yerushalayim. That's the Kedusha. Obieta Be'or, to explain it further, Kedusha Sinai, hu mishuma Torah, v'zeh shehavra l'mishkan. It's the giving of the Torah that happened on Sinai, that went into the Mishkan. Shemisham dibra Hashem Moshe ben Akruvim, that's where Hashem talked to Moshe, mishama Mikdash, u'merkaz ha'am, shemachanot yasavi l'sinai, just like the Bnei Yisrael around Sahar Sinai, Gamach Yisrael has sovev to Mikdash, like the Machane was around the Mikdash, Kedushata Hilo Lam. So that is the Kedusha. So that's when we have when we have that the quote from Sefer Malachim. So we've got Shlomo brought the Aram to the Beit Mikdash. Ein Baron Rakshnei Lukot Avanim, Asher Hina Hanach Sham Moshe B'Chorev. It's saying that the Kedusha that was at Chorev, at Sinai, was literally in the Beit Mikdash. We didn't leave Har Sinai. We brought Har Sinai with us, and that's the Kedusha. That's what we need to be thinking about, and that's there present all the time. Ma'amar Har Sinai is an event. That's in the past. That's not relevant. It's Ma'amar Har Sinai is now and every day. Until you get to the point where the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, and we need to start regenerating our emunah from our history now.
That explains why it's only mentioned, you said, later.
Right. So Malachi got to bring it back because I don't have a mikdash to kind of get that sense of again. And Nehemiah mentions it because he doesn't have a mikdash to mention that again.
Well, it's true also for what you were saying from the Kuzari also. Like at this point in our history, we also don't have it. So we have to go further back.
Right. That's exactly right. We need that in order to kind of get that emunah back. We don't have that everyday sense. So what about the mitzvah, Pen Tishkach, right? We just said that Torah certainly implies that you should never remember the event of Ma'amar Har Sinai. That's what the pshat of that pasuk we quoted from Berchanan Surya sounds like. The Mishnah, however, uses that pasuk to derive another law. Yeah, it's a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Here's the Mishnah Pirkei Avot. Rabbi Yestai, Rabbi Yanai, Mishum Rav Meir Omer, Kol Shochech Davar Echad Mishnato, forget anything you've learned, your life is forfeit. Okay? Don't forget anything. Shneamar, because of our pasuk, Rocky Shamer Lacha, be really careful, Shmor Nachacha, and guard your life, and Yishkacha Devrim, lest you forget all the things you saw. And Yishuv Mevavacha, Kol Mechayacha, that you push it out of your heart to all your days of your life. So immediately they ask, Yachal Afilo Takfala Mishnato, and what, you forget everything? What if it's too hard? I can't memorize everything. I've learned an awful lot. I've forgotten an awful lot. No, Tamalomar Penyasuru Mibal Babacha. You have to push it out of your heart. I intentionally reject it. That's what I'm Mechayev B'Nafsho. Connected to this pasuk. So this is a. We'll finish with the Pachat Yitzchak, learning about this. But he's asking the question on the Ramban. Right? Ramban counts this line as an actual mitzvah from the Tayag mitzvah. Ramban. We go back to the opinion of the Ramban. Shapirosh, the Hach, that he explained that this pasuk of Hishamer Lacha Pentishkach et Tvarim, who love Nimne Mecheshbon at Tayag, that says that actually represents a mitzvah. Mitzvah Doraita Pentishkach, thou shalt not forget. V'kayach zechirat ma'amar Har Sinai davka, and talking about remembering Har Sinai. U'palag al datam shel hanach merabuta, and he argues with all the other rabbis, the severe who hold the kaddiv ze'eri el zirus b'chol teh shel Torah, that this is just a general reminder, you should be careful, remember all the Torah as a whole. K'neged shitat ha-Ramban, omeret hi ha-Mishnah. And the Mishnah sounds like it's going against the Ramban, because the Mishnah is learning something different about than Ma'amar Har Sinai from this pasuk. Right? The Mishnah says, "Shochech davar achav mi mishnato chayav." Eino chayav ad shishrim libo misaka tu v'hishem relacha. Hach mefurash, so it's obvious from that Mishnah, itmar dahach mefurash itmar, it explicitly says, dahachra al klilut klaliyut ha-Torah ne'amar, that this is talking about the Torah as a whole. Don't intentionally push it away. Okay, lefisha matnit ba'erlot. That's the way I will explain it. In Yonenu, what we said, the Mamar HaSinai, when it talks about remembering Mamar HaSinai, hainu zechirat Mamar HaSinai, enena ela hitkatshut kabbalat ma'at Torah. Zechirat Mamar HaSinai doesn't mean remembering everyone standing around, Charlton Heston coming down with the tablets in his hand and saying, thus saith the Lord. Zechirat Mamar HaSinai. What?
I said I'm smiling.
Good. Okay. Remember saying that, right? Zechirat Mamar HaSinai means Hitchadshut Kabbalat Matan Torah. It was kind of your point. Right? You need to, every day you need to be Mekabel Torah. And not doing that, that's your being over at Hisham Erlacha. For the Ramban, it's a technically mitzvah. Other people say, well, it's just a good idea. It's a concept. Right? You need to accept the Torah, the chashiva of Torah, and the fear and the awe of Torah. Mishapir yalpinan hazar divrei Torah mitoch halev, and so we understand why pushing away the word of Torah from your heart mikra de shichachat mamar harsinai. So that's called forgetting mamar harsinai. Going back, so Rav Lachem. Hi. Rav Lachem shevet baharzeh. Rashi is saying, we have to leave Har Sinai. I mean, you leave and use everything you've got in that Torah. And your job is to create your own Har Elohim, our own, as people, right? Take the Torah, Mamar Sinai, and recreate that ourselves. And that's where we will end the idea of from Yeshaya. Tzion Tete Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. The Kabbalah Torah takes place in Zion, Yerushalayim. We're going to Tisha B'Av tomorrow. Well, with Hashem, we have a chance to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, recreate our Har Elokim in Yerushalayim. And
amen.
Safe trip. Be the vanguard to bringing Tzion, Torah Mitzion and Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim.
I mean, hiya.